Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
So in November, the Bald-Faced Truth Foundation, you may remember, the BFT Foundation, first of all, this is the first time you're ever hearing the show, helps kids in art, music, education, and athletics. It's been around for more than 10 years. It was founded because we really wanted to do something with this show that would be more lasting and real and authentic, and just didn't want to have a radio show that was one-dimensional. Wanted something that, you know, could help a kid play the trumpet or maybe help a kid who couldn't otherwise participate in a sporting event. And certainly what has come from that is a foundation that has helped more than 15,000 kids participate in events, including Camp Exceptional, which is the summer camp for special needs kids that happens every summer right here in the Portland metropolitan area. If you're interested in that, go to campexceptional.com. I think you could still grab one of the last few spots. It sells out every year. It's going to happen in July. But essentially, Camp Exceptional's coming along, and, we do a fundraiser every November. And one of the auction items that was generously donated by Kelly Graves, the Oregon Ducks women's basketball coach who listens to the show, was a behind-the-scenes VIP tour and courtside seats to see a game, and maybe even a chance to say a few words to his team. The bidding on that was fast and furious, and it came down to two bidders who were bidding and bidding and bidding until the deadline. And in the end, Kelly Graves stepped up and said, let's have them both win, because he was about raising money for the foundation. Now, one of the winning bidders is a guest I'm about to pull onto the show. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of the show, former Oregonian and Oregon Journal editor, Jeff Wohler. Welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your bid and your support of kids in the community. Appreciate you for that. And
it's a great thing to do.
You have subsequently, now you're in Eugene because the game you picked to do this is tonight's game.
It is. In fact, our first choice was the Stanford game, which was last week. And when I talked with Kelly, it was already gone. And so we decided, well, hell, you can't go wrong with the Civil War. And we didn't know at the time that you'd have the fourth and sixth, fourth and seventh ranked teams in the country playing 45 minutes apart. God, this is great.
First, let me tell our listeners, because it's really interesting, because a lot of coaches would just say, hey, the tickets will be at will call, whatnot. But you've been in contact with Kelly Graves because, you know, that's just the kind of person he is. He just told me, pass me the winning bidder's information. And how did that process go as you're picking games and having a conversation with him?
My first take on him is he's as real as he seems. No coach speak, just a guy who's a basketball coach and has got some great players, and he knows what he's doing, and so do they. And so told him when he gave us three choices, we had our pick, but I got back to him and somebody had already taken the Stanford game. And so, well, we'll take the Civil War. And he said, great, tickets will be there at will call. And somebody will come get us at a certain time and take us back into the locker room to meet the team. This is 45 minutes before the game. And so that's what the experience is. I've got two of my real good golf buddies who are also duck donor types on their way down right now, and a young woman who's a journalism student here at Oregon of our acquaintance who wants to get into sports somehow, sports journalism, sports business, something like that. So she's going to join us as well. And she was a pretty good basketball player at Grant High School in Portland when she was playing, and so she knows her game.
That's an exciting game. You get a big stage. It's a sold-out game now. If you wanted to sell that experience, you could probably sell that and make a profit and watch on TV, but there's no way. What a great experience. And you've been around as a sports editor at the Oregonian and managing editor as well, that you've been around things before, but this is an experience.
You know, I just drove through campus, and I haven't done that for a while. 50 years ago this June, I graduated from the University of Oregon. One of my jobs when I was down here was not only working at the Register Guard, but I worked in the athletic department. And back in those days, I got to hang around with Steve Prefontaine, with Dan Fouts, with Bobby Moore, with Stan Love, who's remained a friend for years. It's even where I met the Fry family. Dave Fry is my best friend, and his brother Terry, who worked with us for a while. And I've had great experiences in sports through my work. I was with Sean Lee when I was his first statistician for the first 7 or 8 years. And I was with him when he yelled Rip City for the first time. And I was sitting with him when the Blazers won the title. So, you know, these are experiences that you remember. This basketball team down here and the one in Corvallis are great basketball teams. And to be able to get to watch them and possibly interact with them beforehand is going to be a great experience, because they're as good as we've ever had in this state. And each of those two teams is a potential national champion. Oregon was close last year. Oregon State's been to the Final Four. And, John, the amazing thing to me is these two schools are 45 minutes away. Our state of Oregon is producing top 10 basketball talent. Look at the Oregon men. Well, they're out of the top 10 right now, but they're still going to be there. So this is just going to be a great experience for me and for my friends, and really thankful that you put it up and that I was successful and that Kelly Graves is doing what he did.
Jeff Wohler with us, formerly of the Oregonian and the Oregon Journal. What was Prefontaine like?
Leo Davis, one of the great sports writers in Oregonian history, looked at him one day after running an indoor mile at the Memorial College Coliseum, and he said, "He's the toughest little competitor I've ever seen." And Lee had been around, and Pre was still young. Yeah, he was. He was a competitor. He was just ice cold when it came to running and being a competitor. But he was also a guy. You know, he's from Marshfield High School, from Coos Bay, and grew up in that town. When I was doing the Oregonian Banquet of Champions years ago, there was an award named for him, and it was sponsored by Nike. And I had his sister, Linda, come up and speak to the crowd and introduce the winners of that. And that was it was a tremendous moment, because she knew her brother so well. It's kind of pulled everything full circle for a lot of people. Stan Love was kind of a renegade. He's Kevin Love's father. He was from California, Beach Boy. He's brother of one of the Beach Boys. But he was a pretty good basketball player back then. He was a 6'9 center when 6'9 was big for a center. Played for the Bullets, I think, for 3 or 4 or 5 years. And stayed in the Portland area, as you know, out in Lake Oswego, where his son went to school. So it was a great time in Oregon sports. They weren't necessarily winning everything, but the personalities were really strong.
Talking to Jeff Wohler, formerly of the Oregonian and the Oregon Journal. You will be at the game. You're sitting courts. Are you sitting in Kelly Graves' seats? Is that right?
Yeah, I saw Joe Freeman quoted him today and said that he's run out of tickets. He had 20 to give away, and he said some celebrities are going to be there. I don't think he was talking about us. But we had our choice of either courtside or behind the bench, and I took behind the bench because my experience is there's a lot more action going on during timeouts and stuff like that. And it's because, you know, I've sat behind the bench or next to the bench at the Blazer games with Sean Lee over the years. And it's just a whole different experience when you're up close and personal like that.
Wohler, I appreciate you. If he gives you a chance to say some words, because he said that before. He said, "I might even give these guys a chance to say a word to the team before the game." You got a speech for Sabrina?
No. Heavens no. No, she's one of the greatest athletes the state's ever seen. If I felt up to it, I would just say, you know, what I just said. I was here 50 years ago, hung out with some of these folks. They were really special, and so were you guys. And it's an honor to be here to watch you. And I don't say that very often. I mean, I don't boo and awe anymore, except in exceptional moments. And I expect tonight to be an exceptional moment.
You might
lose for the Ducks.
You might tell Sabrina, you know what I think you ought to do is, you know, you give them a little, give them the old little fake this way and go that way. You won't give her that kind of advice?
No. John, would you?
No.
Yeah, I'm still a newspaper man at heart.
Yeah, I know.
I have never been a good fan. Even when I had, when my daughter was a cheerleader at Benson and I went to the games, I didn't know how to react. So
I'm the same way.
Different for me tonight.
I go to a game.
Exactly.
I'm the same way. If I go to a game and I'm just trying to enjoy it, I'm always clock watching. I'm checking the deadline and I'm thinking about what I would write, even if I'm nowhere. I'm not even going to write off this game. I'm always thinking about it.
Yeah, that's one of the hindrances of the profession. I mean, it was a great profession and I loved every minute of it, but it's hard to be a fan anymore.
Jeff Wohler, enjoy the game. Let us know how it goes, all right?
I will, John. Thank you, and thanks for making it possible.
Well, I appreciate your support of the BFT Foundation and so many of our listeners. I mean, it doesn't happen and doesn't work without people with big hearts stepping up, so thank you.
All right, John. Thank you.
All right, there he is. What a cool experience. You had a chance to talk to the team. What would you say? What would you say?
Play hard, play together. And Sabrina, don't pass the ball. This is all you tonight.
Sabrina, there's only one you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think, you know, there have been great speeches in the history of sports.
Oh.
Hoosiers?
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. Okay?
And you start the clap.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. Let me hear it. Go, 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 go.
I like that. You do that one, or maybe you go full Braveheart.
Fight and you may die. Run. And you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Imagine Sabrina Ionescu, you give her that speech, like she's going to go bursting through the door. She's going to score 60. You know what I mean? How about Al Pacino? Any given Sunday.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the f***ing difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch. And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You gotta look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're gonna see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're gonna do the same for him. That's the team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
How about Jeff Wohler give that speech to the in the Oregon locker room tonight? You got to claw your way back.
Leave it here. You got the PFT.
Oregon and Oregon State tonight in Eugene. Ducks, Beavers, Kelly Graves, Scott Ruick. I like both those guys. They are both on the show, and frankly, they're both both great coaches. I will be curious to see who wins tonight's game. If Oregon State wins tonight, puts an incredible amount of pressure on Oregon towards Sunday. I think Oregon wins tonight. I think Oregon State wins Sunday. I think they will split. Charlie's in Vancouver. Charlie, what's on your mind, man?
John, if you mention this, I'm sorry, but what about the Kurt Russell miracle speech?
Yeah.
Not tonight, boys. Nine times out of ten, they may beat us, but
yep.
Not tonight.
Yeah, I got that pep talk. Unfortunately, it's like 2 minutes long, and I have 1 minute. So maybe what I can do is cut into it and do something like this. Go mid-speech. That would be the way to do it.
Are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face...
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.